We can't do justice to the exclusivity of the gospel of Christ without considering Romans chapter 10. Regarding Israel, Paul writes in verse 1, "Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for them is for their salvation." This is vital to understand because he's not talking about rank pagans here. Israel had the Old Testament. They believed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They believed in the God who created the world and everything in it, who gave his law to Moses, who was the Redeemer and Savior of Israel. Prior to the writing of the New Testament, they were the sole possessors of God's written revelation. As God's chosen people, they had more spiritual light shed on them than anyone else in history. To them belonged the adoption as sons and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the temple service and the promises. Romans chapter 9, verse 4. But it wasn't enough. They were not saved. Christ himself continually pronounced judgment on apostate Israel. Even as he walked to the cross, while the professional mourning women were weeping over him, he turned to them and said, "Stop weeping for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." Luke chapter 23, verse 28. Jesus saw the whole nation of Israel as apostate. They had the Old Testament, but they had misrepresented its meaning and twisted its revelation into a system of salvation by works. As Paul explained, they had a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge. Romans chapter 10, verse 2. And religious zeal, no matter how vigorous and pious, is worthless if it's not grounded in God's truth. Paul goes on to explain specifically why Israel's knowledge was lacking. For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 3. In other words, Israel had underestimated God's righteousness and overestimated their ability to satisfy the righteous standard of his law. They completely misunderstood their own depravity and inability. Therefore, they failed to humble themselves like the publican in Luke chapter 18, verse 13, who pounded his breast in horror over his own wretchedness and said, "God be merciful to me, the sinner." Instead, the people of Israel were convinced of their own goodness and acceptability before God. They had a warped view of sin, a warped view of God's righteousness, and a warped view of their ability to attain salvation by their own efforts. Worse still, they had a severe misunderstanding of the cross of Christ. As Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10, verse 4, they didn't understand that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, that the only way we will ever be righteous is through the one who satisfied the law perfectly. Missing that pivotal point was a disaster for Israel's theology. It distorted their understanding of sin, Christ, and salvation. They sought to manufacture their own righteousness instead of relying on Christ, which is available, as Paul says, to everyone who believes. Romans chapter 10, verse 4. Their faith was firmly focused on their own works, not the completed work of Christ. Despite all the revelation God had given them, despite the incarnation of the Son of God himself, they were not saved. Israel's rejection of the Messiah was so wrenching to the heart of Paul that in Romans chapter 9 he says, "For I could wish that I myself were accursed, separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh." Romans chapter 9, verse 3. He agonized personally over the apostasy.